insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ.
We had arrived at verse 132, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. Ibrahim enjoined this creed upon his children. To put this verse into context, we need to mention that, as we have done in previous sessions too, the context of these verses is speaking to the people of the book, speaking to the Christians and the Jews. The pretext of that is mentioned in these verses is going to be reaching the conclusion that it's supposed to in the verses that will come. There was a debate at that time about what the religion of the previous prophets was, what the religion of Prophet Ibrahim was, especially what the religion of Prophet Yaqub, Prophet Ismail was. But especially Prophet Ibrahim, these verses that explain to a certain level some of the stories and some of the events that took place at Prophet Ibrahim's time, okay, and they stress the point that the religion of Ibrahim was Islam and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a pretext to get to those verses that discuss this controversy that was going on at that time. And the discussions between the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims. Now, in this verse, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes in the previous verses that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Muslim in the sense that he was submitted to God, and we explain that the verses keep stressing on this point that the religion of Ibrahim was the religion of submission, and at that time there were a set of laws that he submitted to those. But the essence of it was not those particular laws, the essence of it was submitting to whatever creed comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now after in verse 131, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes, and in the previous verses as well, that the religion of Ibrahim was Islam and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then goes further in this verse that Prophet Ibrahim enjoined this creed upon his children. He told them to follow the same religion of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. Not only Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Ya'qub, which his other name is Israel, and Bani Israel, the children of Israel, okay, that are the Jews, are actually the sons of Prophet Ya'qub. So he says that not only is Prophet Ibrahim the father of Prophet Ishaq, which was in turn the father of Prophet Ya'qub, did this wasiyyah and enjoinment of the creed for his children, but Prophet Ya'qub also, the father of Bani Israel, he as well told his children that they should be following the same creed. So he says, وَيَعْقُوبُ, and so did Jacob, saying, يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. My children, Allah has indeed chosen this religion for you, so never die except as Muslims. Now, I want to make this point too, that in there's a verse in the Holy Quran that states very clearly that إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, religion altogether, in the view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we mentioned this in other sessions too, but just to clarify this point very briefly so we understand this, well, this is not to say that there's no difference in the religions. Well, why do we have more than one religion? Why do we have more than one prophet that brought a different sharia? No, there were differences in the practices that were given. This is very clear. We can very clearly say that. There's verses of the Holy Quran that state that. That لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شَرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Each of you, we gave a sharia, we gave a set of laws. But what these verses are establishing is that those laws are not the essence, the specific laws are not the essence of the religion. The essence of each religion and all religions, and there's only one religion actually, is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing is that at different times, for different reasons, the laws that were given to the people were different because of the need of the time and the conduct of the people. There's a lot of different reasons why those laws were different. But the fact is, the laws were different, but the religion, according to the Holy Quran, has always been Islam, which is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Prophet Ya'qub and Prophet Ibrahim are said to be Muslims, it means Islam in this sense. So Prophet Ya'qub and Prophet Ibrahim have told their children too to be Muslims and submitters, and they need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as we will come to the verse that a number of times actually in the Holy Quran, at least a couple of times, this discussion is raised, and the Christians say that Ibrahim was Christian and the Jews would say that he was Jewish. This discussion will be given. So up to this point, as a pretext to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining that Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ya'qub are telling their children to be Muslim and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Then in verse 133, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with that, saying that أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Were you witnesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, when death approached Jacob, Prophet Ya'qub, when he said to his children, what will you worship after me? They said, we will worship your God and the God of your fathers, Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, the one God, and to him do we submit. So this verse is, again, challenging the Jewish and the Christians of that time that were making those claims. It says, were you witnesses? This is what actually took place at that time. That first of all, Prophet Ya'qub and Jacob told his children that they need to submit to whatever God gives them. That was the message in the previous verse. And then it says in this verse that when Prophet Ya'qub was on his deathbed, he brought his children in and he made sure that when he dies at ease, knowing that his children are going to be following the right path. Now, I want to take this point from this verse that the emphasis that the prophets and the imams had on their children when they were about to pass away, and making sure that when they leave them, they do follow the right path. And this happened for our Prophet as well. There's narrations that our Prophet وسلم, had Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he told him things, certain details of especially what was going to happen after the Holy Prophet, and giving him some advice. But I don't want to talk about that too much right now. I want to quote to you a hadith of the sixth Imam, which is similar to this story that we have here, but a little different. The difference is that that statement that comes from the Imam, instead of only being addressed to the children of the Imam, it is addressed to the children of the Imam in the sense that would include all the followers of the Imam. So the Imam would be the father of all of the Shias, and he's making these last statements about the Shia. It's been said that there's different narrations that when Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi was about to pass away, he gathered his children, he ordered that, and when they came, he told them that whoever, and you can tell the Shias, that whoever takes their prayer lightly is going to be deprived of our Shafa'ah. They won't receive the Shafa'ah of the Ahlul Bayt. A Shafa'ah is something that we would all require because of our conduct. If we've done something that has been wrong, we've committed sins, which we all probably have, most of us at least have committed these sins, and there probably will be some that are left that we are not going to be asking for repentance for, and God forbid, of course, that would happen, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from that, but we definitely need the shafa'ah of the Ahlul Bayt, and the shafa'ah is not just something, as we mentioned in previous sessions, it's not just a tool to just bring everybody in paradise, even if they're very bad people. No, there's some bare minimums that have got to be respected and have got to be fulfilled in order to be qualified to receive that shafa'ah. And the qualification, obviously, is the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Ahlul Bayt, and some practice, at least, which one of the main practices that is emphasized, and especially in this narration that I quoted to you, is the practice of prayer.
وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ
We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with practicing that, and blesses us with the shafa'ah and the visiting of the Ahlul Bayt and being with them in the hereafter, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك